Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I want to talk to you today out of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. And I'm going to read it to you. And we can title this Lovers of Self or Dying to Ourselves. Before we read the scripture, you know, we live in a society and in a time where everybody's on selfie mode. You know, everybody wants a selfie, either with somebody. You know, it used to be like back in the day when we had those Polaroids and you had to take, you know, this black looking plastic thing to Walmart and then they would develop all your pictures back in the day. Well, you know, you would take a look at a fountain, for instance, and you would take a picture of the fountain. That's how it was way back in the day. But nowadays, if you look at it, people want selfies with the fountain, and its life is just so centered around us. And I want to talk to you today about that because the Bible has a lot to say about dying to ourselves and loving ourselves in an appropriate way. So we're going to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. And this is what the word of the Lord says, speaking about the end times. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves. Now, take note of that. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people. They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over gullible women, who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. And so it talks about people who are lovers of themselves. And it's really talking to us believers, those that serve God, those that love God. And it's saying that in the last days, there will be lovers of themselves. And so I want to make emphasis on that sentence, lovers of themselves. In other words, we think about ourselves a lot. And when you think about that word, it's not necessarily talking about an arrogant kind of way where we are in a boastful stature or in a boastful kind of position where we're always thinking about ourselves and how great we are. No, when we are always on our mind, and it can even be in a negative context, it's referring to lovers of ourselves. And I want to break that down. Exactly what does that mean? Because if in the last days we're going to see this, we're going to be endued with so many people who are going to be lovers of themselves. So in the last days, this is what the Bible's saying, that it's going to get so bad. And because people are going to be focused on themselves, it's going to get so bad that the selfies that we now see, it's because it's a sign of the last days. That's not to say you're never going to take another selfie again. I don't want to bring, you know, that kind of condemnation on anybody. But when you think about even like studying psychology, you think about a narcissist. And, you know, you've heard that word narcissist. Oh, they're narcissists. You know, it's like somebody who's really focused on self. And a narcissist, when you look at them, you know, they take a lot of pictures of self. You know, they're consumed about themselves, you know. And you look at that in a psychology context, but really that's what this scripture is saying, that there's going to be a lot of narcissists. There's going to be a lot of people that are consumed with themselves, always thinking about themselves. And so what is the meaning of lovers of themselves? Let me break it down and the translation of that. Who are lovers of themselves? And do we carry those characteristics? And do we carry those traits? Because we want nothing to do with that. It says in the last days, they will be lovers of them. There will be many who are lovers of themselves. And then it says they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. So we want to avoid being lovers of ourselves because it takes us to so many other things that go down a downward spiral. That lover of themselves is actually a Greek word, and it comes from two different Greek words. The first one is philautos, and it's a combination of two words here. And that word means friend. But the other meaning of this Greek word means self, okay? Friend and self. So there's two parts to this, lovers of themselves. And the first part is philautos, which means friend. But the second part means autos, and that means full attention to self. In other words, let me give you a best example. It's like when you're writing an autobiography. An autobiography is all about self. It's the autobiography, it's the story, it's the life told of an individual. And the whole story is about them. It's an autobiography. So autos with philo, those two words, it really means selfish, self-consumed, and self-focused. So when here in the scripture in Timothy, we hear the word lovers of themselves, it means that there will be a lot of people that will be selfish, self-absorbed, self-consumed, self-focused. In other words, we have this kind of attitude, what is in it for me? What is in it for me? That's a self-centered viewpoint. And that's really a counterfeit of the love of God. It's really a lust of self. So loving self is connected, hear me, when it is in a healthy way, it's connected to loving others. But when we are lovers of ourselves, it is no longer an extension of loving others. So loving ourselves, loving of ourselves, right? Lovers of ourselves, it doesn't involve true love. It has nothing to do with the true love, agape of God. When we have a love for self, where we're selfish, we're self-absorbed, we're so self-focused. Now, let me even give you this example. You can be self-focused in a negative context. You can be so self-focused because you're thinking about what people did to you, how terrible it was, how people treated you, how somebody wronged you. And we become so self-focused that we don't see anything else. So notice how that is a self-centered viewpoint where you're no longer walking in the agape love of God, but you're so focused on what somebody said, what somebody did, how they hurt you. That is what this scripture is talking about. We become so self-consumed, self-focused. Now, love is the agape love is not like that in God. The agape love that God told us to have, if you'll notice, that always flows like a river. The love of God is not self-absorbed, self-focused. It loves self, but notice if it's a proper love of self, then it will always flow out like a river because it's not focused on self. In other words, you receive love from God, so now you love yourself. And because of that, you're able to love others. So it's not focusing in within and looking within and always thinking of self. No, when it's the agape love of God, the end result is that you love and it never stops. It just keeps flowing out of you like a river. Now, if it doesn't flow out of you like a river, then that's not true love. Then you might have to check yourself and maybe through this means and through this podcast, ask yourself, man, have I been a lover of myself? In this scripture, it says, in the last days, there's going to be many who will be lovers of themselves. Not just a few. The scripture says many. And so love in its true nature, love, the agape love, okay? Not love, they'll be lovers of themselves. No, no, no. That's an unhealthy love. It's selfish. It's self-absorbed, self-focused. But when you look at the love of God, the agape love of God, the true God, love of God, love creates atmospheres in our hearts, okay? Where what you've received, it gives out. So the love of God always will create an atmosphere around you. When you're really loving yourself in a healthy way, in an appropriate way, and you think of yourself not highly, but you have a love. Why? Because he first loved you. So therefore, you can love yourself. You love what God is doing in you. And so when you have that agape love and you love yourself, it flows out. You create an atmosphere, and now it's very hard to just contain it. You want to freely give it out. So lovers of themselves, who are this profile of lovers of themselves? Well, they will always elevate man. Whenever you think of lovers of themselves, there are people that always, you know, lovers of themselves, they come to God, but they elevate man rather than elevating God. They're either elevating themselves. Now, most people who are narcissists, who think of themselves a lot, who are lovers of themselves, carry a root, and it's called shame. Another thing that I find with lovers of themselves is they really have self-hatred. They have a hatred within themselves and they're struggling. They really don't like themselves. Let me ask you this question and pause for a moment. When you look in the mirror, what do you see? When you look in the mirror, do you love yourself in a healthy way? Do you love yourself and can you see yourself from the viewpoint, the lens of heaven, where God says, you're my daughter and you are my son and I chose you and I want you to look at yourself from a healthy lens, from a healthy way, not from an arrogant way, not from shame, not because I'm shamed because of what happened in my past. And now you become so self-absorbed. You know how many people are carrying around this fake love, this lust love, this selfish kind of love themselves, where everything becomes around them. It's wrapped around them. It becomes about them. And what's really at the heart is shame. Maybe in the past, something happened to you. You feel ashamed of something. Well, it's time to let it go through this means. Or maybe you just have some self-hatred and you don't say it. It's not maybe conscious. It's not subconsciously, but unconsciously it's there. It's locked up. Maybe you have self-hatred. And maybe that's why you became a lover of yourself. Another thing that you find with people who are lovers of themselves is it has nothing to do with the agape love. That's something you have to understand. Lovers of themselves has nothing to do with agape love. Agape love is the highest demonstration of God's love, God's power. So this is a reality of love, the true love, the agape love of God, the Jesus kind of love. Now, the other thing that I find too is when you talk about lovers of themselves, the end focus of lovers of themselves will always be them. It always is about them. At the end of the conversation, it became about them. You know, it was never about God. It was never about expanding the kingdom. Let's say, for instance, somebody calls something on you. Somebody corrects you. And at the end of it, it was about you. It never became about the kingdom of God. It never became about what Jesus wanted you to do. It never became about how God wants to move you forward. It all came back to you. And if that's the case, then that is not the agape love, because the agape love will always go back to God and will always go back to loving others. Now, that is the truest form of agape love. And if it keeps going back to you of what somebody said, how they said it, and it keeps going, well, they hurt my feelings, and it keeps going back to you versus what God is saying, what God is speaking, then let me tell you, that is called lovers of themselves. And that is a statistic that you don't want to fall into, because in that category, it says they have a form of godliness, but they're denying the power. See, that's why love, agape love, is powerful. It cannot fail you. Now, lovers of themselves spend an enormous amount of time looking out for self. They're always looking out for number one. They're always looking out for themselves. They're focused on self. Now, keep that in mind. They neglect others. Do you neglect other people? Do you neglect the needs of other people? Or do you put others before yourself? Do you neglect maybe somebody else's need and you're so consumed with your needs? You know the best way to get free? Let me help you. The best way to get free is go find somebody that has a need. Go find somebody that has needs and go and pray for them and watch how your needs will get met. Now, you can actually, let me pause there, because you can actually be a person that says, well, I go out of my way for other people. I do things, you know, I just bought lunch for somebody this week. I just bought them a gift. You know, I called them to see how they were doing. I emailed somebody and I did something for somebody. Yes, we can do nice things, but with still loving ourselves, because the motive goes back to you. And the motive is like, well, you know, I do this, you know, and because you have such an emptiness, you know, you hope in doing all of this that you fulfill something and you feel good about, again, yourself. When we do things for others, Jesus didn't do it to feel good about himself. Jesus didn't do for others so that he can feel fulfillment and feel so proud of himself, like, wow, look at me. No, Jesus was whole. Jesus was complete. He had a healthy love of self. He was looking out for others. Why? Because he flowed out of compassion. Because he received love from his Father and he was able to give it. So keep that in mind. Now, while doing things for others is good, right? But if the attention is brought back to how you are doing so much for others, then you have a love of self. You are a lover of yourself. Because if doing things for others, and now you're going, wow, look at everything that I did, and you're so happy with yourself, man, you can pat yourself on the back at night. Then if it goes back to you, then truly you've become a lover of yourself. And that's something that you have to reflect on. Now, lovers of self, they live in self-preservation. What do I mean by that? Okay. Lovers of themselves usually have this kind of characteristic. They like to isolate themselves. because they have a selfish intent of survival. What do I mean by that? They need to survive. So if they isolate themselves, they're actually protecting themselves. So if you're a person who isolates yourself from those that love you, from those that want to help you, and you're isolating yourself, you may consider the fact that maybe you may fall a little bit short of the true agape love, because there might be something called isolation for the fear of maybe rejection. Or maybe you're trying to preserve something, or maybe you're just in survival mode and you don't want anybody to hurt you. So considering, you know, you don't really consider people around you, you know, you don't really are, in other words, let me say it like this, you're not really a part of the family of God. You're not really connected to the family of God. Instead, you're kind of an isolated person because you're survival. You're on survival mode. You're trying to survive. So what are you doing? Let me paraphrase it. You are self-protecting yourself. When you don't let people into your heart, you're self-protecting, and that is a lover of yourself. Jesus never self-protected himself. He gave. The Bible says that he came to give. Sometimes we are there for self-gain, or, you know, we're protecting ourselves, so we're self-protecting, self-preserving. That's not the agape love of God. What are you afraid of? Let it go. That's lover of yourself. When you really, truly love, you're not afraid to show love. You're not afraid to open your heart to somebody. You're not afraid to love again. Yeah, but I've been hurt. Yeah, but when you have the agape love of God and you may be hurt again, it just, you can't help it. You're a river of love. You want to love others, that if somebody did hurt you, but that doesn't mean that the next person is going to hurt you. So we cannot be lovers of ourselves, because that is a form of godliness, but it's denying the power of God. And you know what? All that list, believe it or not, but that's the list that is not going to make it into the kingdom of God unless they repent. Now, lovers of themselves are extremely selfish. Are you selfish? Are you selfish with your time? Are you selfish with your money? Are you selfish with you? Lovers of themselves, listen, they don't have true friendships. Lovers of themselves, listen, they are just so self-absorbed. They don't connect with other people, you know? And sometimes they don't let others lead them, you know, because they are just on self-preservation. So I end with this, and I'm going to pray that maybe God spoke to you through this. Are you a lover of yourself? And is it time to repent? And is it time to say, you know what? I need the true love of God, because I'm hijacking the agape love of God. You know, I'm living a fake kind of love when it comes to self. What's the greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And then love your neighbor as you love yourself. And then he says, if you do these commandments, you won't break any other law. So I think that it's time for us to not be lovers of ourselves. If you have selfishness, it's time to let it go. Father, I pray for your people today, and I pray that you would convict them through these means. And I pray, Father, that you help them grow in you and that they not become that kind of statistic. Father, we just call your peace upon them, God, your grace to endure, Father, any season that they're going through, and that they're not on self-preservation, God, they're not isolated, Father, but I pray today that they're not consumed with self, they're not prideful, but I bind that spirit of pride, I bind arrogance over their lives, and I call them to freedom, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. I love you all, and we will see you guys next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.